Hi there, it's John Ashdown here again on day 11 of the Women's World Cup, coming to you from my Augsburg hotel room where I've got to clear out of in the next half hour, so I've got to be reasonably quick. And when I leave Augsburg, we're going up to Leverkusen because England top their group, Group B, after beating Japan last night. A tremendously professional performance, really hard working, and as I said in my report, it was scruffy at times and at times it was sublime. They worked incredibly hard in defence. They were dogged, determined, and up front they were dazzling on a couple of occasions. Ellen White's superb lob and Rachel Yankee's finish for the second was really quite excellent. Went up to the team hotel last night to have a quick chat with the player, and the mood obviously very very upbeat, and they were all in the lobby watching the Germany game against France. Germany 1-4-2, meaning that it'll be France that England play in Leverkusen, a side that they've never beaten since being taken under the FA's umbrella. They have beaten before in the sort of pre-official days in the 70s. They did beat France a couple of times, but they've never beaten them once. They've sort of been in the sort of the FA under the FA's wing, if you like. France were quite decent against Germany again. Give the host nation a real scare. But weren't quite good enough in the end. Germany just finding their gear now, I think. So probably a good one to avoid. In fact, those two quarterfinals will both be excellent games. France England will be close. Be interesting to see how Germany cope with Japan and how Japan try and cope with Germany. I imagine that Germany will have too much for the Nadashiko, who kept possession very well against England last night, but didn't have that cutting edge up front at times. I would imagine it'll be a Germany side getting through to the semi-finals. The other half of the group today, there is a big game, USA-Sweden, for top spot in Group C. The loser of that likely to face Brazil in the quarterfinal, to top of Group D, and face Equatorial Guinea, I think, today. The other game in that group, Australia-Norway. Winner of that, or whoever gets the better of that, I can't actually remember off the top of my head who's top up those two on points. They will get through and play the winner of group, the top team in Group C, either USA or Sweden. I think either USA or Sweden will beat the second place team in that group anyway. But we shall see. We shall see. All right. I'm sure there'll be somebody coming in knocking on my door and turfing me out shortly. So I shall depart. And thanks for listening.